Masters.
Spank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
God! Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the greatest internet radio show ever! It's time for SpankWagon.net. .net. Are you fucking kidding
me? Hey, Negro.
Bitch, get on the mic.
Not.
Forget it. Too late. See, the joke already passed you. Mr. I got a taxi. Tonight, we got filmmaker in the studio, Mikey V. Joker, he's a real filmmaker because he does it. The whitest guy in Vegas, Josh, he's in studio. We will see him glow through the building. Our chat room is actually officially funnier than us when Cookie let everyone know that they like to get rickrolled in bed. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time, the greatest internet radio show ever. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, SpankWagon.net. SpankWagon.net. .net.
That's it. That's a full round of .net. Drink, bitches.
Oh, my God.
Cookie's already bringing up my Craigslist vigilante.
Your Craigslist. That's funny. Fuck. It's just the fucking internet, people. Get over yourself. All right.
So what's going on, guys?
Not much.
Maybe we'll do a dramatic reading of that later.
You know, why not?
Well, I want to start off with something kind of funny. Kind of funny. So we're in the car on Saturday. What?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at something stupid.
Okay. So I'm in the car. Me and my wife, we're going to go fucking do the taxes and shit, right?
Oh, is that what you call it now?
So we're in the car. She's in the passenger seat. I'm pulled out the driveway, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I look back to, you know, pull out and shit, I saw the copy of...
Hold right there. We both know you don't fucking pull out, all right? That's going to be number one. I'm calling bullshit right now.
Yeah, your bullshit is right. But when I look back at the seat, there's a nice, big, giant-sized copy of Eat My Ass. Right? So I see the Eat My Ass. So we go to a stoplight, right? And she's going through looking at the fucking documents, seeing how much money that we didn't make this year and shit, right? And so I pulled it out and I hand her the DVD, right? I just dropped it. She had a basket of letters. I just dropped that shit right in the middle of it. I was like a light, right? And so she picked it up. She looked at it, right? She looked at the front, you know, just all quiet and shit. Looked at the back. And then she says, did I have to wear makeup like this to turn you on?
Wait. No,
nothing about the yanking the dick and eating the ass and nothing. No. She said, do I have to wear this bitch's makeup to turn you on? I'll start fucking cracking up.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
I was like,
oh, wow. Yeah, Joker, you might be right on that one.
See, you know what, though? I mean, that's the funny thing. You're like, no, just spread the ass a little, and all is good. And yeah. No, it's not the ass. No, it's the makeup.
Yeah.
You know,
because, you know, they got the girl with the big, you know, she got the big ass fucking dick in the side of her cheek, and then she got her makeup's all smeared
up
and shit, so that's what she says. So she's like, I gotta look like this white bitch.
You know, let's ask a question right here. Do you eat your wife's ass?
Yes.
What about you, Trench? Do you eat your girl's ass?
Nope.
Is that a you thing or a her thing?
Us thing.
That's an us thing. I'd eat my wife's ass after a bike ride.
Yeah, we know. You told us. Hey, real quick. Let's do this real quick.
Sweatier the better.
Yeah.
Yeah, some peanut butter crunch in there. It's a chucky bit.
You know, never mind. Actually,
you eat corn? See, Cookie's got it right. Eating ass is awesome. And getting your ass seasoned, eating, ain't that bad
getting
either.
Your ass seasoned?
Getting my ass seasoned. A little garlic, a little awesome.
In the fucking paprika. Video, which is a good fucking video, by the way, right?
What, the ass dude, seasoning?
The dude laid down, grabbed his fucking legs, put it around his head, and the girl's like, are you okay? She said, yeah, I'm fucking fine. Just eat my fucking ass.
Jesus. Subtle.
I've seen dudes getting their ass eaten become more and more prevalent in porn lately. Ugh. It's starting to creep its way in there.
Creep is the way to put it, man.
They said on the video,
Scooby and Shaggy.
My hole.
Like zoinks.
Jinkies. What's that? No. You're listening to the greatest.
I'll get you out for a Scooby snack.
The greatest internet radio show, Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Not this round.
No! Denied.
We want you guys to join us. If you're listening live, get your asses to spankwagon.net.
.net.
.net.
Fuck it. .net.
Drink!
And join in the chat room, because live in the chat room, we've got all our kick-ass listeners who are brave enough to stay in that chat room and funny enough to stay in that chat room. Let's point that
Cookie
out.
Is some, when you break that shit out before the show even starts,
and we're laughing our asses off, you
season
win.
That. Season that. Put a little pepper on that motherfucker. It's all oregano and shit.
Oh, baby.
You fart, it smells like a fish market. Come on, let's be honest.
Baby, when you eat my ass, all I want to do is call you Mrs. Dash. If you feel like calling in, folks, 1-866.
I'm feeling like some Zatarain.
Dude, now I'm never going to be able to eat Zatarains again. Is this the Spanish rice or the dirty ass? I can never tell which one it is. You know what it tastes like?
.net.
Nope.
No! Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Oh, God. You know, I just realized, like, a bad radio nightmare.
You keep interrupting the guys. He's trying to give out the phone number.
Just like you guys interrupt me. No big deal. No. Bad inter...
What?
Whenever...
Josh and the gorilla doing a show live.
With Stitz's color. No. I was just realizing.
Good night, folks. We're done. That's it. We're going out on a high note. It's only going to be downhill from here.
It is. I was going to say, every time a caller calls in now, they got to start off the conversation. .net. Drink. All right. Bad radio shtick. That's bad radio shtick. Bad radio voice is high.
But it's fucking awesome.
Hi, I'm your bad radio DJ. Up next, 23 song superset of Cool in the Gang. All right.
Hey, guys. Love you. Love the show. First time caller. Long time listener.
Oh, my God. I want tickets. I want tickets to see Duran Duran. Oh, my God.
Duran Duran reference of the night. Done.
And she eats it in the sand.
Wait, what?
Wow.
It is true, though, man. I've listened to those fucking callers, man. They fucking pissed me off when they be all fucking, oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, I think Vert just tapped out. He was done. He couldn't take it anymore.
Oh, did he?
No, he's back. Welcome back, Vert.
Oh. Oh, fuck. You know, we're only 10. Actually, no, we're just barely 10 minutes in the show, and I think we're tapped for the night.
.net.
Oh, that's it. Drink.
All right. Oh. So we do have Mikey V in the and his brother.
His brother Mark. They're in the green room. They're going to be coming in a bit.
So that's cool. We do have pale-ass Josh, like I said in the introduction.
face. I never get a good one on the fucking air, man.
You don't.
It's all because I brought it in, the secret potion.
Ah, the bottle.
The secret potion of emotions.
Oh, you got it on camera. Okay, good.
The secret potion.
So you are listening to Spankwagon Radio, and we do want you to not only listen to the show, go to the site, read the forums, read the blog, and we'll get to that a little later of Murph having more fun with people online than legally allowed.
.net.
Actually, also, you know, Gia Ray's in the chat room. Gia, we have in studio because we're hoping you're going to be here tonight.
Show it. Yeah, you've got it right there.
Actually, I've got it in the prize closet.
In the prize closet.
Literally.
Where's Gia at?
Hey, hold on a sec. Hold on. Here he goes. Ladies and gentlemen, Trencher is out of the closet. Long time coming. There it is right there, folks. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Hold on. Hold it up again.
Autographed, bitch.
Autographed. How is that?
All right. So I do have to point this out. And anybody who knows anything about like what Murph and I do here at the LV Rock Studio knows that we help out with
Matt
other
Sex.
Shows. That too. So we help out with other shows, right? And I have to say, I'm kind of ashamed of our listeners for one small thing.
See, now, Gia, hold on, real quick, Gia, now, I'll come over there. All you have to do is show the fucking, yeah.
Free shit. So I'm board hopping the show, right, earlier this week.
Dirty D.
First fucking show, 15 callers.
No shit.
15 callers. I'm answering the phones and screen calls like
damn,
it's the only.
Damn, that's like Spankwagon times 14 shows.
At least. So, you know what, guys? Really, seriously, honestly, get your asses on the phones. You
absolutely.
You guys are in front of telephones. Some of you do it for a living. 1-866-587-6257. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. We do want to hear from you.
And if the 6 on your phone is broken, we'll start a PayPal account to buy you a new one.
Yeah, and you know what? Throw out your .nets. That's what we got to say.
.net.
.net. Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't expect it from that direction. Joker asked what kind of show was it? Comedy. But not as good as this in my own. That's actually my honest, humble opinion.
Ouch.
Well, you know, it's Spankwagon. Seriously, we do what no one should.
I know.
It's not that they don't. They try. Just no one should.
Going back to the Eat My Ass DVD, it said the last taboo's been broken. I said, no, that's Spankwagon, my friend. Spankwagon of the Air is the one show that absolutely... censorship would just
well, you know, and
they
we
wouldn't
always,
know where to start.
Every 3 months or so, Murph and I get in this philosophical conversation of, do you think we could ever pull it off by going on to legit radio?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we realize there's just no way. We could try to be as legit as possible. The three of us together in a room.
I think separated from the pack.
Oh, no. No,
you know,
no, no,
we can
no.
be kind of docile on the mic, you know, on the microphone, like when we're at Jody's show, but all three together to a crowded room.
Yeah, no.
No, in a crowded room, we're a pack of hungry animals, and we wait to separate someone from the pack and take them down. Like a fucking antelope on the plane. Can you tell? I've been trapped in the house for the last 2 days with the kids with nothing but Discovery Channel and National Geographic.
.net. Double denial. All right, so we do want to hear from you. We'd love to have you guys call in. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Okay, so now under the meat and potatoes of the show, we're going to talk about the economy. No.
We have something to talk about that will outrage decaf.
Oh?
Not quite yet.
No.
We will talk about, we got a couple, we got to go to break in just a
we
couple
gotta, Yeah, we got to go to break in a minute. So, I didn't get no, you your broadcast sheet, decaf. You'll get it in a minute.
Things to look forward to tonight. Hopefully we have people calling on the phone. Cookie, call in.
Cookie. You know one thing we don't know? Cookie's gender.
Oh, Cookie's a dude.
Cookie's a dude?
I'm fairly sure Cookie's a dude.
See, but that's it. You're fairly sure. You don't know. Cookie, call in.
Okay. Cookie says he's a dude. We picked up Cookie the night
and Rob a Liquor Store does call in.
Hey, Cookie.
That's right. You sure do.
Hey, Cookie, how old are you? What's your hair color?
We picked up Cookie the night we were at Mr. Gerald Saunders Sir's Dr. PhD Esquire's porn studio.
The second trip when you brought Foxy. So Cookie is a fan of Foxy, therefore...
I'm a fan of Cookie.
There you go. See, that's how things work. It's a relationship. Spankwagon Radio builds relationships where probably none should be, but we do so without the fear of restraining orders.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Hey, folks. Chris Murphy from Spankwagon Radio here. I want to let you know that, yes, I may be a comic genius, and the ladies love me.
when it comes to working on my own car, I am a fucking noob. Luckily for me, the guys at Dad's Garage take care of me every time I have an issue. Everything from brake jobs, oil changes, all the way up to things like getting a transmission rebuilt. Even if you have yourself a little hot rod, these are the guys you're going to want to check out. They're at 3425 North Rancho Drive, just north of Cheyenne, 702-880-0992. Tell them the guys from Spankwagon Radio and LB Rock sent you. I guarantee you, you will enjoy it and have a great time. You won't really have a great time, but you'll enjoy it because they're not going to rip you off and charge you like $1 million. Tell you they had to replace some part that doesn't actually exist on your vehicle and then break something else so they have to come back in the next week. So we've all seen those reports on television. God, I love those reports on television. You know what? The last time I took my car there, when I came back, I still had all the change in the car. That was awesome. Check them out. Dad's Garage, 3425 North Rancho Drive, 702-880-0992.
One thing Spank Wagon Radio loves is some Canis hosting. Oh, yeah. Awesome quality web hosting. Starting at $1.99. CanisHosting.com. Let's go.
Let's get it on.
Love was simple, turn it on and turn it off. Jean-Marie was complicated, like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always kept her stalking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio, find us online, Spank Wagon.
DefyDigger.com.
What?
Hey, man, that's not funny. Hey, man, I don't... What? Racial jokes are just terrible.
Oh, damn it, Murph.
That's just fucked up. That's fucked up, man. Why you gotta do some shit like that?
You're right. I'm sorry. It should have been findanigga.net.
.net.
That's fucked up. That's shit ain't funny, man.
All right. Spankwagon Radio in studio with us.
The secret website of Metro. findanigga.com. If you have a nigger in your neighborhood and you want us to track him down.
And you're not sure he belongs there.
Go to findanigga.com and I guarantee you we will find that nigger.
Uh-oh. Is that up? Is the Hey, Mike, you check your mic. Is it switched?
It is out.
Okay.
It wasn't funny anyway, so wait, I didn't know I missed anything.
You didn't plug him into number 6, did you?
Yeah.
Plug him into 7. 6. Don't want to get no worky.
6 Norky. Try number 7.
Does this work now?
Yay!
Huzzah.
Huzzah! Yay.
Huzzah for the generous dipper.
.net.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We're trying to encourage a drinking game. So whenever we get an entire round of .net.
That's it. Drink, bitches.
Or at least 3 for our illiterates.
All right, for those of you that don't remember Mikey, he's been in a couple of times. He's a local filmmaker whom we've grown to love and adore.
Yes, because I'm very adorable.
And I actually fear with some of the shit he does.
See, here's my problem with Mikey. I never meet Mikey in a professional setting. I never,
never
meet him. It's never like we're at a conference or there's some sort of a big... No, I bump into him at the most random fucking times, like the other day in the Apple Store.
Or right. Pinball Hall of Fame.
Or the Pinball Hall of Fame, exactly. Now check this out.
Or the Green Door to Whorehouse.
Bumping into Murphy was like universal fucking putting me in the right place at the right time. Because I was at the Apple Store signing music for what we're about to talk to. And the first time I've been there, I found it like 5 minutes. This last time when I met you there this time, I wandered the whole town center looking for this fucking store. And I got there just in time to bump into you. And then I was like, hey, what are the odds? Mikey V. PCP, the meanest goddamn filmmaker in Las Vegas, is doing the 48-hour film project.
The only filmmaker in Las Vegas.
The only one worth a goddamn. Damn right. And the reason, and I'll explain why I say that, because I'm the only motherfucker I know in this city or in any other goddamn city
who's actually honest.
That's honest, but also does feature films out of my own pocket. I've done 2 features. I put them out, CD, DVDs, out of my own pocket. I'm not in debt. I don't have to fucking worry about no loan sharks. And I ain't sucking nobody's dick. So,
yet.
God damn it.
Yet.
Here I
not
am.
Yet. Not yet.
At least well, he's not
okay,
sucking
wait,
dick
wait,
to
wait,
pay
wait,
for
his nerd. I was going to say, now you realize in order to stay on the show, you got to suck his dick.
Yeah, that's kind of like.
Well, I'm already on air, so
it already happened, people.
Too late now.
Yeah, I'm too.
There's a reason we bought a concrete building for a studio.
You think I care enough to get off my ass and go move you? Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm next to the big black guy, and he's like, "Fuck it, fucking stay."
All right, so with us, Mikey, you also have. This is your brother, correct?
Yes. Is Cram Bam, thank you, ma'am, if you will.
Cram Bam,
who looks like Scott Pilgrim.
Did you put a glass jar up your ass and have it bust?
Oh, ow, ow, ow. Oh, that's a foul.
You don't have to take that, dude. You can feel free to call him a Negro.
Rather not.
No.
A big black man.
Wait. I'm noticing something here, though.
Smart man.
Have you noticed, though? His voice is deeper than Decaf's voice.
I'm making it deeper.
Oh, okay.
People out there in Radio Land don't know what I really look like.
Actually, they do.
They do now.
The camera in your face. You might have missed it since it only has
6'3" sitting down. Just to let you guys have an idea.
Dude, my dog weighs more than you do. Who are we kidding?
I'm 130 wet. So. God, I'm a tall, lanky man.
That's the thing about those little guys. They fight till they're hamburger. So,
so the reason I brought my brother here is because finally, the first 2 times we were here, he was working, and I couldn't bring him along. Now he is off of work today, and he's here to share with the magical
I say babies for Christ's sakes.
That's what he does.
I'm a baby doctor. You say magical, and you have no idea the comedy that you just inferred, because in the chat room someone said he's about as intimidating as Harry Potter.
No, this man is intimidating. Show him your guns. Show your guns to that goddamn camera right there.
Back up a little bit so they can
show your guns to my camera right over there. Take that.
Harry Potter will change your ass into a fucking apple.
Goddamn chat person. Oh, it's bullshit. We're here to talk about films. So anyways, next week is the beginning of the 48-hour film project.
Fucking A right.
Now, for the people that don't know what the 48-hour film project is, tell them what it is.
They do films for 48 hours.
UNLV has done it, and we did it a couple years ago, and this is a worldwide project where you basically have 48 hours to write, shoot, edit a movie. And Decaf is having a seizure.
How hard is it, Gia? How the fuck hard is it?
He's having a seizure. God damn it, Popeye's having a 2-for-1
It's unrelated.
Actually, if you notice, every time it has something to do with Gia.
I did everything but give her the fucking GPS fucking tracker to this motherfucker. He still don't know what I'm talking about.
What? Right. Who is this?
Okay, anyways, back to the topic. Next week.
We're going to be at the convention center. We're going to get a line of dialogue, a prop, a genre, and a character, and we have 48 hours to make this bitch happen.
Holy shit.
And we've done this before, and I'm looking to aim high and swing hard for this motherfucker. What are you giggling at me for?
It's the same motto in the bedroom, so.
Yeah, aim high and swing hard, baby. Yeah. I don't know what kind of Alabama shit
you two have going on, but we double team. So
yeah, we spit roast bitches, high five Eiffel Tower. That's how we do it.
So you're just actually looking to a way to get your dicks to touch. Then is what you're trying to say.
No, well, Eiffel Tower on the other end, brother. No double DP in the VJ. Okay, just to let you know. But
it's only
the reason we're bringing
touch.
This up is because that's what we're going to do as the filmmaking team that we are, along with our other, because our team in the 48-hour film project is Mikey V PCP's Downward Dogs. And I got me, myself, my brother Mark, a returning cast of DJ Daryl Belcher, Brian Cowell, Laura, and
really
fucking
funny part
Casey.
Is Mikey does not have a headset on, and he has no idea what's playing.
Oh no! Why do I not have headphones? This is crap! Anyway, and we are also getting together another ragtag crew. I really am very excited. We're going to be working with Don Norris, who's works with the Onyx, and he's part of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And because of him and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I've met myself a dominatrix. And I hung out with her until 3 in the morning last night, and it was awesome. For those of you who are interested...
Does she play Dr. Frankenfurter?
No, she played Trixie, and she's emceeing this week. So Saturday midnight at the Onyx, come on down. But I was going to plug her, and her name is...
Hey-yo!
Zing!
.net! .net! .net!
Drink. Now, this is a .com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm plugging her because I'm a big fan of hers.
Keep plugging it.
Yeah, I keep plugging it. Her name is Mistress Rowan, and I'm going to spell that. Mistress Rowan, ROWYNN.com. And she's awesome. So while you wankers are listening to us, you can go to her website.
What?
Hey-yo!
Wankers.
And check it out. Anyway, so while we're setting this up, next weekend we're looking to make it action-packed. We're going to aim for more of a comedy feel. But I already have the Pinball Hall of Fame.
What? Say action-packed one more time.
Action-packed.
Action-packed.
And plug. Plug the action-packed.
Aim high, swing hard.
Cookie roast leg, fail.
I'm a veritable factory of sound clips.
Oh, shit, we got a lot of shit to isolate out of this episode alone.
Shit, huh?
Hey, Mikey?
I am a walking promo machine.
.net.
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 Take another swig.
Drink, bitches. Mikey, are you hitting this?
Am I getting what?
Are you hitting this?
Am I getting what?
No,
that tells you right there. Am I getting what?
What did you do to 3 in the morning? Let me rephrase that question. Is she hitting
alone?
It? I guess
hold on,
that's
hold on,
the real.
No, I'm not a sub. I'm not.
I gotta tell you, she's nice, dude. That's
she's beautiful.
That's
she's,
prime,
and she's
dude.
A cool personality, and I will get her in here. But she's Irish, and she's worried about her accent being too thick. But I understand
not
it perfectly.
A chance.
So pretty much you're the backup boy.
We understand what Decaf says and his accent's
and yeah,
all kinds of
like
fucked.
The motherfucker sounds like he's got a mouthful of marbles. So
there you go.
That's why he's an author and not a professional speech therapist.
How is that going, by the way?
No, I want to know, are you a backup boyfriend, bitch?
No, I just love this. This is
what
pure,
did you do to three of the
gentlemen? This is pure business.
Backup boyfriend, bitch. She cried on her shoulder, or did she cry on yours?
This is pure business. But if anything changes, I'll let you know. But see, my thing is I'm not here to get pussy, because we all know filmmakers do not make the best lovers. I have ex-girlfriends
I
know, that will tell you that.
50% of them suck dick.
Say what? Most of them in this town.
Dude, Robert Rodriguez scored Rose McGowan. I mean, come on, dude.
Rose McGowan
needed a job.
Ran through Marilyn Manson, and I don't want to follow that act. I really don't. Like, Dita Von Teese is hot, but I don't want to follow Marilyn down that rabbit hole.
Dude, I'd so be on that like a fat girl on a donut. There's just no way around
it. I would
it.
Be on a fat girl with a donut.
Donut on a stick. Come here, girl. Come on. Yeah.
So, okay. So back to what you have to. They're going to give you a topic.
Right.
A
genre and a line of dialogue. But here's the thing. My brother and I went to one of the sessions last year, and it was the same line of dialogue, the same prop, the same character. And after you see four or five shitty films with the same parts
thing,
in
yeah.
it, it gets lame.
It was pretty
now,
awful.
Let me ask a question. Now, you basically have to write, film, edit, and package, and put this
and
out in 48 hours.
By Sunday at 7:30.
Length of the film. Is there any particular length? Like, it has to be 7 minutes. It has to be 15.
It is. We have a time limit of 7 minutes with 1 minute of credit. So it'd be like 8 minutes total.
Okay.
And I am like well on my way. I already have the Pinball Hall of Fame set. I'm working on Cosmic Comics, which is right down the way.
Right next to it.
The Red Hookah Lounge. And I want to give a shout out to Contrell because he is bad as fuck. That lounge is bad as fuck, ladies and gentlemen. Tropin' Pecos.
How bad is it?
Bad as fuck.
.net.
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 Bad as fuck.
.net.
You guys didn't know. Go down there tonight and smoke a bowl. I will be down there, pick up a contract. And then I'm also working on the Double Down and maybe an isolation room in a loony bin. Long shot. Going to give it a shot.
All right.
Nice. And I already have all my music situated. I want to.
But you don't. But it's the. Okay. So you have all this stuff set up, but you don't know what your prop, your line, and.
Not until next Friday.
You okay. can fill that shit in. You can fill that shit in.
Okay.
It's. I mean, it's not too terribly complex, especially since you only have to do like a 7 minute film.
The big thing would be the genre.
Yeah.
Is you got to.
Now, I know
genre.
You're personally hoping for Lucha Libre wrestling biopic, but the chances on that are going to be pretty slim.
As long as they don't get musical, even though DJ said a musical would be easy because he's got so many ties uh-huh. with CCSN.
What
so.
Are you hoping for personally?
We did Thriller last time. That was good. Mm-hmm. Action. We're going to aim for comedy no matter what we draw. Mm-hmm. Rowan said that film noir would be fun. I agree.
That could be a lot of fun.
So film noir would be fantastic. Anything to just fucking get out there and fucking just do it. Because I'm not threatened by anybody else on this film scene. I make fucking features, for God's sake.
How much,
bad as fuck.
How much money have you made from your films?
Oh, about maybe $200. But we had a conversation. I'm not in debt, and I'm making connections.
It's not so much always about the money.
It's about the art, bro.
Yeah, it's about the art.
It's about the art.
But the thing is, it's like, how many movies have you done now?
I've done two.
You've done two.
I got my third one coming, Sin Crept In, next year.
You've been working on Sin Crept In a while, haven't you now?
It's going to be my independent masterpiece. Mm-hmm. That's my aim. I'm aiming high for that one.
Give us the Breeders' Digest. What are we looking for with it?
Breeders' Digest. I said Breeders, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Wow. How much have you had?
This is a fucking rock star fruit punch. I'm wired. I've been up for way too long, ladies. I'm running on 3 hours of sleep because of the fantastic night I had last night.
Watch out. He's drinking a Rockstar fruit punch.
Ooh. Says the guy with his wild cherry Pepsi.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so give people the lowdown on what Sin Crept In is.
Now, with Sin Crept In, we got Sally Satanico, who's a former wrestling valet out of Mexico with Lucha Libre.
Is it legal?
Huh?
Huh?
Is it legal?
Is illegal.
Like your wife. Continue.
Confused. Anyways, and she comes back into town, and she has to enlist the help of her former luchadors to hunt after a rapist. I love how as soon as they say rapist, the keys start tapping away. Rapist.
Now, I got to ask. We saw, I saw anyway, the blading scene.
Yeah.
Wow. Can we expect something similar in Sin Crept In?
I would like to bleed again for Sin Crept In. There is going to be a lot of gore. I have murder scenes. I have maybe a torture scene or two.
Do you have a, well, do you have a rape scene set up?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be actual rape.
Because a lot of times, in a, you know, you get a rape movie, you don't get
actually
a rape
a couple
scene.
Of, actually, a couple of them.
Now, if I could suggest something, just as I tend to do. You
now
could.
You now, hold on. Before you suggest anything, now I, after you're done suggesting, I have to backtrack to not look like a complete skeezy pervert. So go ahead.
No, and then we'll backtrack. Too late. Because I've seen some of the text messages you sent Scrappy. we've all sent them. Are you going to, like, you've got friends over at the Pinball Hall of Fame. Are you going to try and recreate some Jodie Foster moments there? What was
from
that?
What?
Fuck, one of her original films.
Taxi Driver?
No. She gets what? Raped on a pinball table.
Really? Wow.
God, what, on a pinball machine?
Why?
What?
Do I not come on the show more often? I learned so much. She gets raped on a pinball table.
Yeah, she gets...
What the pill, fuck is a pill, pinball
a pinball machine. She gets raped
Joker
on a pinball.
Joker says the accused.
The fuck?
Hey, wait. In the chat room, Joker says the accused.
Yeah, the
thanks,
accused.
Joker.
The she accused,
gets,
thank you.
She gets gang raped on a pinball machine.
Interesting.
And it's... Because
there is a gang
it's
rape,
hot.
Isn't it?
It's really hot.
Oh, now hot, you, really? Because here's the thing.
Well, I mean, anytime you have a rape scene, it's...
Here's a let me give you a little bit of
redemption.
Understanding. I am a semester away from finishing my second degree in counseling. Mm-hmm. As a thanks.
Hooray! That's what he thinks of counseling. Hey,
can I be your first? Can you counsel me?
Yeah.
Damn, you might as well clear your fucking schedule for 2 weeks.
Just
you
2 weeks?
You've been for a while.
Get ready to write a book.
The KKK is not outside your window. You're too big to
thank
be hanged.
Thank you.
And you can be called Kunta Kinte if you want.
Am I burning my own crosses?
Nobody is going to force you to be called Toby. Anyways, as I've done my counseling and my therapy and whatever you want to call it for the last 2 years, rape and molestation and sexual abuse, Big issue that I've helped a lot of people deal with.
Funny too.
I'm not gonna dignify that with response. No, here's the thing. I've worked against it, and here I am saying, "Oh, this movie's got rape," and automatically it comes with this perception that I'm glorifying it when I'm not. I'm actually trying to bring education through entertainment by bringing the idea that most rape goes unreported.
Exactly.
Take rape.
Which is what we're counting on. You know, it's funny. You and I should talk because you've got your, you know, you're going to be a therapist. I'm actually holding some seminars, a rape prevention class.
We're so gonna, you prevent rape prevention?
Yeah, we're going to teach people how to knock that little whistle out of her mouth, how to take a shot in the balls, what it's like to get maced and build up that tolerance. You and I should really get together later.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to try to do my last internship at the Rape Crisis Center next semester.
Can you hook me up with some chicks? I mean, it's pretty obvious they put out, right?
No.
Well, I mean, eventually they will.
You got to man up and take it. Oh, my friend. Well, he put can, out. You got to
oh,
take it.
Oh, he can take it, my friend.
Oh, you can take it? Coming from the big black guy saying you can take it.
Me and Foxy.
Anyways, hold on. So, no, Sin Crept In has been a long time in the making, but the sumo match from Welcome to Vegas was 5 years in the making, and it came out lovely.
Lovely.
So, as Mark can attest, because he had to have my diaper in his face.
Matter of fact, I haven't heard you in a while, man. Where you at?
Oh, no, I'm here.
So, yes, you like the shit he does, or you don't?
We wrestled in diapers. I mean,
whoa.
Yeah.
Too much information pretty... for me, man.
So, is this off, over the top, and we're not talking Sylvester Stallone, by the way, this over the top, off the wall shit, is this genetic, or is it just something he's developed
no,
as a personality?
No, it's genetic. I think it runs
in
us.
The family. Well, first of all, we're Cuban. We don't look it. We don't look alike. And we're loud.
You guys do not look
Cuban?
Alike.
No, we're Cuban.
You Cuban?
Yeah,
we're Cuban. Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck home.
Dude, people look at you and say,
good.
People look at
don't
you and say, you're
Mexican
black.
Don't sound Mexican, fool. Get Cuban. Oye, chico. Oye, chico. Oye, chico. Oye, hey.
Carajo, chico.
Lusty. Anyway, so.
Those Cuban sandwiches are good, though, with that pink meat and shit. What is that
say
shit?
What?
The Cuban sandwiches with that pink. They got that pink meat in the middle and shit.
Wow.
You
mean
I don't
ham?
Think you should be eating pink meat.
No, it ain't ham, motherfucker. It's some kind of pink meat.
It's I'm sorry, it's not bacon, pink, sir. We do not have bacon on our island.
It's a, hey, man.
So anyways, say,
we got ham, we don't got bacon? What's
back
wrong with
back
you?
To the 4-hour film festival. Clam-witch. I got to give a big, big shout out to the Doodler, For the Clones, Noise from the Underground, Scorch Amenza. These guys are hooking me up mad time with fucking music. The Doodler's got his next CD, Mystery Tuning, coming out. And Scorch Amenza just hooked me up with 8-Bit Nation, which is kind of Nintendo core beginning and end. And it's kind of, yeah. Yeah, you got to keep finished singing, motherfucker.
I ain't going to do it the whole show, man.
And the loudness, see, here's the thing. The last time we were here, we were about to start the intro to improv. Now that's been over a year, and me and Mark are in a improv troupe that we perform a set at the Onyx on Monday nights, and we are happy hour. Me, Mark, Jimmy Germano, Maxim Lardent, Jason Clark, Dory Rosenthal, and that's what I'm leaving at, because those are the people who
actually
performed
I love comedy
time.
Improv. Comedy improv is a lot of fucking work. I did it with Second City when Second City before they moved to California. I don't think they're here no more.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they're here. And I was
well. They're still doing workshops here and there.
Yeah,
now.
They're still doing workshops. Yeah, I love Second City. I did a couple performances with them, but it just got too expensive, and I started going to class, so I kind of didn't stick with the, you know, getting a troupe and all that kind of stuff.
No, we're kind of lucky because Second City left, it left a big void.
Yeah.
So a lot of the people who were with the the Star Trek Experience worked for Second City, too. Like our coach, Paul, who I've been a big fan of for years.
Yeah.
He's, you know, got no job.
Yeah.
But he has a job, and it's coaching us in improv, and he's awesome.
And then now they do have a new show at the Palace Station Sunday nights at 7. It's called Improv Vegas Goes Bonkers.
But we're just going to leave it at bonkers because
I think it's
whole...
bonkers. It's like $10, so if you just want to do, ain't got nothing to do with Sunday nights.
Or shit, come to set on Monday nights. We have a performance, actually. We just performed this last Monday.
We're
at the Onyx. It's set. And we're going to perform again on the 27th. So April 27th, Monday night, 8 o'clock. Come down to the Onyx.
The Onyx is right next to the green door, so it's a perfect transition.
Thank you. That's what I did. I wanted to know where it was at. Okay.
The Maryland Parkway in Sahara, right in the corner. It's inside the rack, which is like a fetish.
So in between the Red Rooster and the green door.
No, the Red Rooster's in close to Henderson.
Yeah, that's down on Step.
No, they have a Red Rooster over there now. Trust me, I know.
He goes there.
Awkward.
The hen house. You talk to the pussy. The pussy talks back.
All right, Mike.
It ain't the bitch talking.
So after after Sin Crept In and the 48-Hour Film Festival, what are you going to do next?
Well, the point is to get to... Because my goal right now is...
.net.
.net. Drink, bitches.
So my... Okay, I'm going to take it one step at a time. Because I'm tired of being one step behind. Plug to the first movie.
Oh.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
We
kudos to everyone who know that.
That just
all
happened.
One of you, and he's standing right in front of me.
In the radio business, we call that a callback.
Yes. And we even call improv. That a callback in improv. Hey, look at that. Fantastic.
It all works.
Fantastic.
So what are you going to do next?
I'm going to pinch your cheek.
Fantastic.
Racist.
Hold on. A 48-hour film festival.
Film festival.
Yeah, I said it.
Festival.
What? I'm making German fist porn now. What?
That's a good story.
Ma'am,
right
if
there.
You're in the German Scheiße film, you tell me, right?
Film festival. It's a festival.
Scheiße.
Istanbul.
So we're running. Whether we win it or not, who gives a shit? I don't think we're going to win shit, but we're going to go out there and fucking try it because the winners in Las Vegas join all the other city winners, and they're going to Cannes in 2010.
Sweet. So on these past contests, do they actually give it to the best film, or is it like, or do they judge on the cinematography
generally,
or how good it looks? Or
it's, I would assume it's an inside job.
So it's kind of like
really,
the,
who gives a shit?
So it's kind of like the Oscars.
He's gonna
yeah,
they already
exactly.
know who they're gonna pick and whatever. And
I don't know, and I don't care.
I'm calling this right now. If Mikey wins the 48-Hour Film Festival, his tune is going to change. No, it's totally legitimate. It's a completely independent panel.
And I finally made more than $200.
Yeah, and I'll be back. I'll be back to tell you all about it.
He's going to be like, my first film made $200,000.
So what are you going to do after Sin Crept In? What are you going to do? What's next?
No, the point is, Sin Crept In is my masterpiece, but I want to use it to get signed. I have a goal, which is to either get distribution for it or to get signed, and I already have contacts. I don't like saying I have contacts because it doesn't mean dick until you do something with it. But the president of Lionsgate Films, his nephew is in Welcome to Vegas, so I have a tie to that guy.
His nephew's half sister brother?
Huh?
His nephew's half sister brother?
His nephew's half sister? No, it's his actual uncle is the president.
His cousin's uncle's sister's brother's roommate.
Ex-best friend.
Well, I'm just looking to make this bitch crawl. It's looking to be good because I'm no longer an idiot of the camera anymore. I can't have an idea what the hell I'm doing.
And then it goes silent.
People were pondering that. See, did you really mean that?
Idiot with a camera.
So yeah, look.
Why not? We're
goal.
Idiots with
so
microphones.
Nothing. After Sin Crept In, it's
that's
like
it. You're going to retire?
Maybe.
Three out. Feature film. That's it, bitches.
Yeah, I gotta throw it in.
Bad as fuck.
See, here,
fucking
here's
yeah.
.net.
Yeah. Why don't I carry him around with me all the time? I should put my brother on my back like a backpack, and he could be my chorus. Ain't that right?
You
this is badass.
I'm just your hype man.
He probably could. Shit.
Shit, dude. The way you two are built, he could just ride around in your shoulders like Master Blaster. You kidding me?
I do weigh 60 pounds, so it's pretty easy.
Soaking wet.
Dude, he's lost a whole 70 pounds since the last weight conversation.
That's why he keeps drinking the soda. He's got to keep the weight on or he'll disappear.
I'm just farting it out all right now.
Pounds gas. If anybody sighs too hard while we're improvising on stage, mad props to Happy R. He will fly off the stage. We will have to fight him in the audience.
I did fall down a couple times. It was kind of windy, like 10 miles an hour.
And he also has to hold on to something when he farts, so he'll launch himself into the stratosphere.
So where the fuck you Cuban? Where are you Cuban at?
100%. It's 100%, baby.
It's called DNA, dude. I know that's a strange concept for you.
Did we hear that magic word? My brother here is one of the biggest stars in Welcome to Vegas because he plays, not only he plays Locomotion, he plays Mars Matador, but he plays DNA, who is his one character who has a bad wig and no mask and hit him with the voice.
Hey, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine listening to this for about half an hour straight? Because you're gonna. Oh, yeah. .net.
Oh, my God.
It is a horrible wig.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the wig that ruins it.
Because what I did is I brought a Raggedy Ann wig, and I dyed it black with shoe polish, and I tied it up with rubber bands, so you never see him from behind because you see the skull cap. It's one of the most horrible wigs ever, and I love it.
And my hair smells like shoe polish, baby. Oh, yeah.
Because he rocks.
Oh, my God.
Pull the plug on Spankwagon right now. Pull the plug.
Right, I don't even know where to go. I mean, I'm just... It's not even a train wreck. It's fucking...
Anarchy.
It's a fucking clock tower with a rifle. I mean, I have no fucking clue where to go with this. You can't run left. Poof, gone. Can't run right. Poof, gone.
Back to the left.
Yeah.
And that is really...
It's Charlton Heston in 2 minute warning.
Trencher, you just gave it away. That was going to be our film. We were going to climb a tower and just shoot people.
That's a great idea for a movie.
It's a wonderful idea. We were just going to wait and turn it in and then wait to be arrested.
By the way, and I saw The Watchmen, and when they did the reenactment of Kennedy's shooting, it was fucking awesome.
No, that was bullshit.
Just awesome. He loves it. Just another white man getting shot. So
you're awesome.
Can you come back?
He doesn't have to be an Oakland cop.
Oh.
Can you come back in a couple weeks?
You better believe it. I'll tell you how it went. I'll tell you how much those movies suck. I'll tell you. I'll even go as far to tell you how much my movie sucked.
Get us a copy. We'll tell you how much it sucked.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You guys have copies of One Step Behind Welcome to Vegas.
I do have it. Yep. I think it's still in my trunk.
Well, I enjoyed it very much. That DNA character was awesome.
You could hardly You could hardly smell the shoe polish in the director's commentary.
Oh, I can't wait to do director's commentary.
Oh, God.
That guy in the diaper? Sexy.
Yeah. Because it's both of our asses are in Welcome to
Vegas. You know he's all talking all this shit. You'd be on the thing. Hi, I'm the director, and I just want to talk about my movie, and please come out
and
watch it.
My name is Michael Victor PCP.
I'm going to be in a suit and tie. You're going to see me completely corporate by the time I get back here.
Wait. You're going to be wearing a tie. You're either going to be corporate or serving food at an Olive Garden, okay? Let's just be honest here.
Welcome to the Olive Garden. How may I help you?
Fuck! By the way, watch my movie. Yes, you can see right here for two.
I would like to let you know that the Olive Garden on Sunset and Green Valley Parkway flooded with Welcome to Vegas. I'm known there. If any Olive Garden you go to the one on Green Valley Parkway.
You get
Parkway
a free copy
Sunset.
Of Welcome to Vegas. With
you
any
do
lasagna.
Know they're closing that one, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
When are they doing that?
The next couple months. Everything in that whole shopping center is closing. Is my mic really low?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't have headphones. He doesn't care.
Shocked.
Yeah,
it's just
a chain reaction because business is closed. They depend on those businesses to get
Starbucks is closing.
And no one's there, so.
They're probably going to close the brewery thing right there.
Well, they mentioned cutting government funding to UMC, and then that could put UMC out of business, which I work for UMC.
We've got a friend there this weekend. Oh, my God. is there any way I can get you to go up to his room and put him in one of those psych rooms for just like 10 minutes?
There's no psych rooms at UNC.
God damn. Damn it.
How about the morgue? Saints.
Oh, shit.
Roll his ass down to the morgue.
I have a present for you guys.
Uh-oh.
Before I whip it out.
It's a dick.
Wait.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
That's good. I want to rock. King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanusHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Middle school. That's a good one. Spank Wagon. Middle school all over again. It's like middle school all over. He said he's coming to Harry Potter jokes. He said like middle school all over again. That's nice. Spank Wagon Radio. Just like middle school all over.
Middle school. I tell you all the story about the joker and the thief, sir. Tell us all about the joker and the thief in the
You can't always get what you want.
You know, there are moments at Spankwagon Radio, I always just wonder what the fuck.
Basically, we'll go jack off in the men's room.
Well, we do have a shower in there. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Find us online at spankwagon.net.
Drink.
Oh, we still have Mikey V with us. Brother Mark. Are you the big brother or little brother?
Oh,
little
fuck.
Brother.
You still here?
That's a wonderful question.
Got to wonder. Who is
your brother by age and by weight?
Dick size.
Stature.
Fuck, your little brother this goddamn big pin, all right? You're going by size.
So joining us in the studio is still Mikey VPCP. Mikey, if anyone wants to look you up online, how do they find you?
MySpace.com, Mikey VPCP. That's MikeyVPCP. Go check it out now. Check out Downward Dog. That was my last 40-hour film project. And if you don't like it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
and if you do like it or don't like it, tell me, and I will love the feedback anyways.
Well, we got to warn you. It's our listeners. We've asked them to call, and this phone is yet to light up.
Yeah, I know. It's happened the last two times. I'm too intimidating. They're like, wow, that guy is not dragging his knuckles. Yes, said it would!
Be awesome if you did,
Decaf
though.
Just gave the address away. Come get me. It's in a blue house.
Great. Someone might actually do it.
Hey, I'm going to go on the cross streets. There's a cross from the prostitutes and down the street from the crack houses.
We're in the corner. Walk and don't walk.
we're over by the meth lab.
Spankwagon Radio. One? Hey, guys, we got a call. Spankwagon Radio.
Only one thing to say.
Dot net.
Hey, Rev, how's it going?
That's all he wanted to say.
Dot net. That's one thing.
All right. Thank you.
Dot net. I'm done. Good night.
I'm spent. What? Dot net.
We should do that one show, man.
All right. So
2 hours of dot net.
Just do dot net and go to break. Dot net. And then play
anybody,
the music.
Wanting to pick up the magical, whimsical tale of Welcome to Vegas.
Magical, whimsical.
You can do it online at filmbaby.com. Just search Welcome to Vegas. Yeah. Or you can do it here in Las Vegas at Zia or at Customistic.
Customistic.
If I could say Customistic, if I can say
oh,
it.
You are fucking wired, aren't you?
It's a film festival.
Yeah, no, the festival.
That's Rockstar Fruit Punch, guys.
Because I'm ready to roll. Some German.
I got knuckle sandwiches for everybody.
Some German fucker just made a porno right there. Festival.
So, Customistic is custom clothing, and my DVDs are there, some local CDs are there, and it's run by Angie, who's awesome. I get all my custom clothes there.
Yeah.
So, check it out. Because
you should probably tell people
it.
Where it is.
It's in the Boulevard Mall.
Thank you.
It's
check out Customistic.
Out of
Google
three,
it.
Four, five malls, you just go to one and just pray it's the Boulevard.
Dot net.
It has dot net in the name. It is the dot net mall. So, I've got all my plugs out, and now I can whip out the gift that I mentioned bringing in last time. And are you gentlemen ready?
Absolutely.
Scared
I'm a little terrified.
Oh, yeah, this motherfucker just broke it.
I broke it.
I really did break it.
Yeah, he did break this shit.
I broke his.
I broke it off in his ass.
Oh, shit. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Hold that shit.
Wait. That's that? All Murph right there.
I brought the Spankwagon Speculum.
Dude, Speculum?
Spankwagon Radio. I promised I would, and here it is.
This will never stop being a sausage fest because that'll
yes,
be around.
You realize
this?
The wall.
We will scare the fuck
out
of every female.
For the uneducated males and maybe the one female who's really a lesbian with a cervical problem.
Talk about Gia like
speculums
that.
Are these little plastic duct-billed
tools.
Yeah, to use
tool
like
plastic tools that are used during pap smears. To not only spread the woman open, but to crank her up. If I didn't just break this motherfucker.
I want to crank you up.
Dirty D says, never visiting the studio again.
We're going to use this in the
festival. Wait a second, I didn't break it. Hooray!
I like Daffy Duck. Yeah,
you know, when Haley Young comes in, I'll bet you we can get her to use it.
So, yes.
That's the warm-up for...
Big boy Doc Johnson.
Big red.
Okay, now hold on. Let's turn.
Wait a
on.
Minute!
Turn
I just
around.
Realized this is your big brother.
Turn around, Mark.
Brother,
do you know what that is?
It's a big ass dildo?
No, that's a butt plug. It's a butt plug.
Oh, butt plug.
That is a huge butt plug. Oh.
And we have this little tiny porn chick by the name of Haley Young who says she could take it on and beat it.
Who actually makes him look like a hippo.
Wow.
I'm offended.
Where's Haley Young? Why are you not here? I will film you, goddammit.
You better have some money.
She weighs about 10 pounds.
That
is
the question of questions, my friend.
Yeah, where is Haley Young? We got to get her back in here.
Not here because all I see is sausage.
Yeah. All right, Mikey.
I don't shove things
in my hand. Thank you very much. That is fucking awesome.
Yeah, guys, keep it. It's all yours.
Sweet. Give that. Is it unused or is it used?
It's unused. It's brand new.
Damn it. If it was used, I'd
My friend, let me give you an understanding where I work. It's mostly the old coming in.
I still see a little
hot, old used speculum.
I still see a little vagina juice on the side. I just go look out the corner.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Ooh,
What he neglected to tell you is that
tastes like Betty White.
Golden girls.
Hey, Decaf.
Thank you for being a friend, motherfucker.
That's actually an anal speculum.
Tastes like Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White, you taste like ass. You want something? Go look at the address. Come get it.
Hey, does anybody know what the difference between a regular thermometer and a rectal thermometer is?
What's that?
The taste.
And the color on some of the thermometers.
All right, Mikey, one more time. Tell everyone where they can catch you and get your films.
Well, if anybody wants to find me, I ain't hard to find. First and foremost.
Your show's LA.
Second of all, yeah, motherfucker, you goddamn right.
Real
two raunchy. MySpace pages, MikeyVPCP at myspace.com/MikeyVPCP and PCP Films, PCP like the drug if your dumbass hasn't gotten it yet.
The film.
I'm angry to
what
the
is,
listeners.
What is, hey, Mark, what is the Facebook page for Happy Hour?
I don't fucking know.
So look up
I don't fucking know. .net.
Drink. Search Happy Hour on Facebook.com.
.net.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, Mikey, Mark, thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us. See you in 2 weeks.
Big wave
after
yes.
We rock that festival.
You got to bring us copies.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Bring us a copy.
Will do.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for coming in. Wow.
Should we do a quick transitional break?
Let's do a quick transitional break. We've got enough music in that playlist.
Yeah, we do. So we'll be back in just a moment. Yes, it's not a normal break.
Hey,
get over it.
Hey, play the decaf commercial. Not saying I want to promote myself or anything.
Who?
That's my library, my life. Hard to understand the music.
I grew up hard. Something was wrong on the
here at Spank Wagon Radio, we keep getting one simple complaint, and that's from Decaf because he wants to hear his goddamn ad.
I want to hear my promo.
Here, Decaf, listen to it.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
.net.
Drink.
So far, you know, we've given out the number, and we've only had Rev call in so far. So, you know, anybody else wants to call in? 1-866.
Is that normal?
Yeah, I know. It's very normal. 1-866-587-6257. What? That's the number. That's all I got to say.
Net.
I'm the fucking board push
button.
Okay,
so
monkey.
I have news that is going to make – I want to see – dude. Decaf.
Dude. Decaf.
Decaf, don't rest your – dude's got the mic. I hope you guys all saw that. He's got his nose resting on the mic, and as he's breathing here. Dude, do not fucking nose fuck the mic, okay? It's like, you like that? Yeah, bitch, yeah.
This is the best mic head I've ever gotten.
You know, that's why I love it when a girl sits on my face, and because then I can poke her in the asshole with my nose.
Jesus.
All right, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hey,
Josh, have you ever asked before? Have you had girls ask before, man?
No, I haven't.
Have a girl ever ate your ass before?
Wait. Caller, have you ever had a girl eat your ass before?
Dot net.
I love her callers. That's awesome. I don't know who that is, but
.net.
You win.
Someone has a speech processor.
You win the internet.
You win the interweb. All right. Okay. Where were we at? Josh getting his ass eaten.
Josh, have you ever had your ass eaten?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever eaten ass?
No.
All right. Now you got to get up on this like it's a big black duck, because we know you've had one of those in your face before.
Whoa.
No, not that either.
No. Trust me, you have. You weren't sober.
Oh God.
Murph, what are you working on?
Okay. So a bill was passed in Oregon.
Oregon, you say?
In Oregon, that is going to completely piss off Decaf. Let me read this. I'm going to read you the article from the Oregon News from OregonLive.com. Let me read this to you. Counted among the shortest debates to ever occur in the Oregon House. Good bill. I urge your aye vote. Representative Chris Garnett of Lake Oswego said Tuesday. Any closing remarks? No, Garrett said firmly. The proposed new law nobody wants to talk about would make it a second-degree sex abuse crime to propel a dangerous substance at another person, that substance being semen or another bodily fluid. They are outlawing bukkake. They are outlawing jizzing in a girl's face.
Oh, you can't outlaw bukkake? No.
Yeah, okay, it is a second-degree sex crime to whip your cock out and aim at some poor bitch's eye.
You outlaw bukkake. And only outlaws will do bukkake.
That's it, exactly. What is going on with this country?
Seriously, I mean, you can't, if you're in Alabama or Mississippi or one of them fucking states, you can't sell dildos or even use a dildo or something like that. Now you can't even have bukkake or do bukkake or see bukkake in Oregon. Seriously, it's Oregon. What do you have to do?
First of all, do you know what bukkake is?
Oh, my God.
I caught on here at the last minute, but yeah.
You never knew.
I never, if somebody would have said that word, I wouldn't have associated, like, coming in someone's eye.
No. You don't know what bukkake is.
Maybe it's some kind of, like, theater where cheap trick tape.
No, try again, my friend.
While Josh figures out, let me read the rest of this here. The proposed law follows an incident last June where a man threw his semen at a mother in the Portland area Target store. Her little girl saw it first. The man was convicted of assault.
Silence of the lambs.
But Bruns and others thought the crime should fall into the category of sexually involved. The bodily fluid in question was not the same thing as throwing a Coke at somebody. Yeah, but you know what? It passed 57-0, but it does actually make jizzing in some girl's face illegal.
You know what? I want to know how uncomfortable it is to see a room full of fucking stiff asses in suits, right, talking about this bill. Well, if he don't try to use all the proper words not to offend nobody, right? Well, if the guy fornicates, and happens to squirt into the girl's eye with some semen.
That's a crime!
I'm offended by the word squirt. I'd like to have it stricken from the record.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean squirt. I mean ejaculate. If he was to ejaculate in a formation that hit the girl into the facial portion.
Senator, I need to interrupt and ask a question for clarity, Mr. Senator.
Yes.
Does it necessarily have to be in the face? Can we talk about her breasts? What about in her buttocks?
Excuse me, point of order. I think we need to remove squirt on the buttocks and officially refer to it as painting a map of Hawaii.
Motion granted.
We might run into, if I can interrupt, we may run into an issue with Hawaii because, being an island nation, sometimes they don't quite get the joke.
Then we will use Japan.
Unfortunately, we've already bombed Japan, and I think that laying or bombing or obliterating and anything with Japan might be considered offensive. I for the record, feel that we should just stick with the term make a scooge. I think that will be just nice and generic enough.
Point of order. I'm sorry. Could we replace scooge with baby batter?
baby batter.
Motion granted there.
Let's run that. Could I get a vote? We'll do an aye and a nay vote. Aye for baby batter.
Aye.
Okay. And nay for baby batter. All right. Ayes have it. Baby batter for the ayes.
So is baby batter going to replace Jizzle?
Point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
In pursuance to the law, you cannot have baby batter in the eyes.
I know we cannot. We just voted that you cannot have baby batter for the eyes, but the eyes now have baby batter.
But the eyes cannot have baby batter as part of this law.
You are absolutely correct. The eyes cannot have baby batter. However, you guys...
.net.
Oh, fuck. I just bit killed my own son.
That was hilarious, man. He kept it going, though, man.
God. You know,
I'm serious. I want to know what they're really fucking saying there. You know what I mean? Did it just
second
go straight
base.
I'm like, look, guys, I can't make this any simpler. Should we outlaw about 50 guys, because you don't know what it is, 50 guys coming in one girl's mouth and have her to swallow all their jizz? That's bukkake, my friend.
That,
really? I like bukkake.
He's like, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Murph.
Yes.
Bring me the camera. Gia, come here.
Oh.
She brought me open.
I want to show you how illegal this is if you're on the camera.
Oh, okay.
It's a cream pie. You can't do that in Oregon.
Dude.
Thanks.
Gia, could we open up that cookie and maybe smear a little of that cream on your face a little bit so we get a great picture of it?
I think she's going to do it herself.
Can we do that? Could Josh do it?
Can Josh do it?
Let Josh get over there, Josh.
Go over there.
Now,
what?
we're going to demonstrate for people at home who don't know what it looks like when you jizz in a girl's face.
Am I good?
This does not demonstrate
that.
She just
No. We're
going to
open up the cookie.
Give me the fucking cookie.
We're going to take a little bit of the frosting.
Hey, just open it up. You know, kind of Oreo-like.
Open it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Open that motherfucker up. Oh, do it.
Okay.
Do this shit. All
right.
Now, take a little bit with your finger because you don't want to smear the whole cookie.
No, smear the fucking cookie on her.
Wow, this is going to be awesome. Now, be polite. Don't go for the eye.
This is the closest Josh has been to a girl
just
in a while.
Come on, you
just
be nice.
a little, like on the side of the face, a little bit.
There you go.
There you go.
Illegal in Oregon.
That's Oregon. This is what you're missing out on.
God damn you!
Josh just lost his cookie all over Gia's tits. Damn it, Josh.
You know, Gia, I
uh-oh. Now you need to worry.
I've never done that to a woman either.
I've never done that to a woman either. Nice.
Here. Come here, Gia. Oh, I love you, sweetie. She is fantastic. And this is how awesome she is. No. Turn. No, hold. Just right there. Here. Someone.
Okay. Park the mic. I'll turn that one off.
Okay. What are you? I'm here for my action figure.
You'll get it. I can't just leave you like that. I gotta just.
Murph just tried to lick it off. What did you do? Because the screen just went black.
Yeah, I hit the fucking button.
Oh, we just lost video. Thank you, Decaf.
I was scrolling.
And they missed it.
They just missed Murph trying to lick Gia's face.
God damn it.
Did we lose audio on them as well?
No, we still have audio.
All right, so.
Your fingers.
But my finger slipped in the hole. I'm sorry,
hold on.
Oh, shit. That's what happens, man.
All right.
I feel so liberated.
Josh, every time you come to Spankwagon Radio, there's always a first for you. Gia, next time, figure the fuck where we're at so DCAP doesn't have a fucking aneurysm on his voicemail or text messaging, because it was just, he was losing his fucking mind. What were you telling him? Here, get on the mic.
He wouldn't tell me where it was.
Gia, can I come over and lick that off your face?
Only if I get to smear a cream pie on your ass.
Ooh, I like that. I think I like that.
Wow.
You know?
Wait.
Do it.
Hold on. Get the bit killer music ready. Are you talking in the middle or on the cheek?
Just the cheek.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll do that.
I'm not full spread right now.
I'll do that.
I really don't want to aim the camera.
You get
a
cream in your jeans when you get this one.
Man, this is my motherfucking oatmeal pie. What the fuck you doing?
Okay,
brought it for me.
All right. Murph, you can see the camera from here, right?
Yeah, I can see the camera.
So you can aim yourself, because I'm not looking.
This is illegal in Utah, by the
way. All right, so just so we're clear, Gia, who is the winner of, let me have that real quick.
Yes, the Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure, autographed.
I want one.
By a Rowdy Roddy Piper.
When we did our interview, thanks to Dirty D, with Hot Rod Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Hot Rod. So I'm going to lick the cream frosting off of Gia's face. And in return, she wants to lick it off my butt cheek.
I get to smear.
Wait. No, you have to lick it off. I mean, he's being nice.
Yeah, there's no
up.
Way I'm just going to let you smear it on there. You got to lick it.
Like,
she's not here.
Or why are you fucking using my excuse again? Don't use my fucking excuse.
Okay, maybe next time.
All
right.
Oh.
I got all excited. I thought she was going to lick the cream.
Right. But Gia. Congratulate. Well, you know,
I
you got.
Wash my hands.
Yeah, go wash your hands first.
Go wash your hands.
So did Murphy just do a scrappy a bit killed?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I told him to get the bit killer music ready.
Yeah, but he only gives me a second, so I didn't have it ready. All right. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We want to hear from you. 1-866-587-6257. So far, the best .net of the night has been computer generated. Who can do better?
So it is illegal to jizz on some chick's face. In Oregon. How fucking
I don't understand laws like that. I really don't. I mean, you know, the dildo law, like, you can't purchase or you can't use. I mean.
Well, remember, in this state, it was illegal. Sodomy was illegal up until, like, 94. But technically, sodomy is anything except sex for procreation.
So you know what sodomy is, right? What's the official definition, Josh?
When you do it in the butt.
No, the official definition of sodomy is any sex not for procreative purposes. So oral sex, anal sex, titty fucking, get that weird off the wall guy who likes the fucker in the elbow groove. All of that is sodomy.
I know, I love
that. You know that. You know, and that I don't know. I don't understand how laws like that could even be enforced. I'm sorry.
So Josh,
if it's two consenting adults, wherever they may be, as long as they're two consenting adults, who cares?
So Josh, have you came on a girl?
Prior to 1994, I probably didn't break that law.
So now let's
probably past that year, you didn't break it either.
Let's play sexual bingo.
Hey, real quick, Gia, congratulations, please.
Look at that.
Nice.
We're gonna take lots of pictures of you out in the green room.
Green room,
or with the poster. We got the poster in here.
Gia, who gives you free presents?
Take a picture right now.
Spankwagon Radio.
That's right.
Now you sound like me.
The best internet radio show ever.
There you
go. Nice. There
we
go.
The only one I've ever watched.
I love it. She's still watching radio.
Yes, every Friday.
Every Friday she watches the radio. Thank you. Thank you, Jack Benny and the Colgate Theater Players. Fuck.
So, okay, let's play. No, you can't leave yet. You have to stay, Gia. Now get on the mic. You have to stay on the mic. So we're going to play a little game we like to call sexual bingo. So
don't take my picture.
Too fucking late.
Too late. Yeah.
Like, I take the picture. Don't take my picture.
Don't take my picture a second time.
Right on.
Hang on. Hey. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to play sexual bingo. Okay. Anybody who answers yes to three questions in a row, and you have to be truthful. This is the honor system. You answer yes to three questions in a row, you go home with some free porn, okay?
Eat My Ass is a good DVD.
It is a damn fine
three
DVD.
Holers.
Three Holers is a good one. I personally like Anal Queens. That's a good one. So we've got all sorts of porn. So this is what we're going to do.
And this is between Josh and
Josh
Gia.
And Gia Ray. So we're going to ask a question. If the answer is yes, you win. Three in a row, you win the prize. And you actually have to try and compete. Now, Josh, I know a lot of these answers are going to be no for you, so we're going to softball a couple of them, I promise. Also, if anybody in the chat room, including Dirty D, because I know you're out there, if you'd like to call and ask a question, what's that number, Trench?
1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257.
No, all right.
So, hey, you're not a host of the show. You can't tell the listeners that they're not going to call.
What am I going to be like, Carl Castle over here, you know?
Yeah.
Give me 3 points.
Now, again, this is you have to tell the truth. Okay, that is a given. And
I'll swear on this Motley Crue book I got.
Exactly.
Right, why you read a Motley Crue book?
Do you have game show music there, Trent?
I'm looking. I'm so desperately looking for some game show music.
Now let's reintroduce everyone to our players. First off, we have Gia Ray. Gia, tell everyone howdy.
Howdy.
Who's doing that in the mic? There we go.
He's eating his cream pie.
That's my game.
All right, Gia, you are how old?
20.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Bring it down just there.
Hi, I'm Gene Raver.
All right, let's play Sexual Bingo. Our first guest tonight is going to be Gia Ray. Gia is 20 years old from Las Vegas, Nevada. She is a recent divorcee.
Thank God.
Who we actually question her spouse's sex. Let's hear it for Gia Ray.
She just dropped Piper.
And her opponent this evening is Josh. Josh is 30 years old, a professional librarian, and likes Asia. Let's hear Josh.
I was going to say professional virgin.
All right, so again, here are the rules. We're going to ask you various questions about your sex life. Three yes answers in a row wins you free porn. Now, you don't have to buzz in. You just have to remember yes or no. All right, so the first question. Anal, accidentally, has it ever happened to you? Yes or no, Gia Ray?
Not accidentally, no.
So no!
Josh?
Like, in my butt?
No, have you ever accidentally stuck it in a young woman's anus?
Yes.
Oh, that is a yes for Josh! Yes for Josh.
Well, I don't know if it was really an accident. I don't know.
Josh, here's the rule.
I'm sorry.
Don't quantify.
Shut up, Josh!
Next question.
Josh, she wasn't expecting it, you lie and you tell me it was an accident. All right, keep the game show music going there, Trent. All right, our next question on Sexual Bingo. Let's see here. Have you ever had another person's sexual ejaculate in your face? Josh. Women can come too. I know you've probably never had one do it, but...
No.
Have you ever had another person's sexual ejaculate in your face?
Not in the face.
Oh, that is a no for Josh. That wipes out his one yes.
Oh, no, it's just...
G-Ray!
We're going to be here all night.
We're going to go to the lightning round a minute. Have you ever had another person's sexual ejaculate in your face?
Yeah.
Yes! That is a yes for G-Ray. All right. So, the next question... Oh, that is a good one, but that's not a yes or no question. Have you ever had sex in someone else's bed other than you or your partner? Gia Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, that's two for Gia Ray. Yeah. Josh?
Yes.
Oh, Josh is catching up with the one. Gia Ray's got two. That means one more correct answer. Gia Ray gets the win. All right, here we go. For sexual bingo, here is our other creepy question. Have you ever masturbated on a webcam? For another person. Josh, yes or no?
No.
G-R-A.
No.
No! Oh! All
really?
Right.
Yeah, it's fucking really? Boring.
Wow.
No!
So,
yes!
So far for the webcam, so far for the contest, Gia has one yes, and Josh, like normal, has absolutely nothing going for him.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and go to the lightning round. The first person to get two correct answers will win the game. So we're going to reset the board. Two correct answers, two yes answers will win you the game. Are you ready? G-Ray.
You're supposed to say yes, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. G-Ray, have you ever had sex with someone that wasn't a man?
Yeah.
That is a yes. Josh, have you ever had sex with someone who isn't a man?
Yes.
I told you we had to throw him some softballs. Look at this guy. He hasn't had sex since the first Bush was in president. All right. All right, so now here we are. We are at the severe tiebreaker. We got one and one. The next yes wins. Now, if they both answer yes, we will go to an emergency tiebreaker question that will decide who wins the game.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
Yeah.
Where we last left off before the commercial break, we were going. Shut up, Josh.
Colgate.
We were going into the lightning round with Captain Glowstick Josh and Cream on My Face Gia Ray.
Now, remember, folks, a correct yes from one of you means you will win the porn.
.net.
.net. .net. Drink. A correct yes from both of you means we go to the emergency tiebreaker. G-Ray, are you ready? Turn on her mic.
Her mic is now on.
G-Ray, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Say it with some enthusiasm.
I'm ready.
Like there's a penis ready to insert.
I'm ready. Sorry.
Damn.
Wow.
I'm ready. Stick it in. Josh, are you ready?
My soul is prepared.
I want to point out the score is still currently tied 1-1.
By the way, every time I do talk in this voice, I do the head bobble. Even when the camera isn't on me.
You're so gay for the head bobble.
That's right. All right.
Sponsored by SpankWagon.net.
.net.
Drink. All righty. G-Ray, your question. Are you ready?
Yes.
We'll be right up after this. Josh, here's your question, my friend. Of all the places you've inserted or had something inserted, has there ever been a time you've said harder?
No.
Oh, a note from Josh. G-R-A.
This could be for the win.
This could be for the win. Of all the times you've been inserted or inserted, have you ever said harder?
I don't think so.
Oh! Well, folks,
I just must be doing it
wrong. We're in trouble because...
So you've only been with white guys, then.
It's time for the emergency lightning round.
She's only been with white guys. That explains a lot.
Oh.
The black
harder. I don't do it any harder.
The black guy's like, I got the tip in, bitch. What you talking about?
harder.
I haven't even taken off my pants yet. Why do you... All right, folks. Do you have another theme song, or is this the only one?
This is the only one I can find.
So it's time for the emergency lightning round. And I'm still doing the head bobble. Josh, if you would please go stand over next to G-R-A.
Sponsored by SpankWagon.
Sponsored by SpankWagon.net.
Kane is hosting. Please sign up today. Thank you. Wow, that's just creepy.
Now, this is an emergency tiebreaker lightning round. So here's the deal. Up until this point, it has been questions, but now it will be an action, and a single action. Which one of you is prepared to suck on the other's nipple?
I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't think that was going to happen either.
I'm not.
All right, so...
Josh is pretty excited here.
All right, are you ready?
Sorry.
I was so hoping that was going to be a yes. Damn.
Hey, I got a caller. Should I take
this? Oh, yes, take the call. Take the call.
We're going to let Big Daddy suck on the
nipple. SpankWagon Radio, you're on the air.
.net.
Oh, jeez. I know that voice. It's Dirty D. How are you, darling?
Hi, boys.
Ooh.
So you have a question for us?
Now, for those of you that don't know, on the dating game show, Dirty D was picked to go out with Josh. They went out a couple times, had fun, and then she eventually dumped Josh because...
Because he preferred golf.
He preferred golf.
He preferred golf.
To her gorgeous blonde self and nice boobies.
Yeah, I still hit on her online sometimes.
Don't we all? D, it is aptly appropriate. Would you like to be the emergency tiebreaker question?
I really have a good question, though.
Come up with something quick on the fly, because we're running out of show, and this is getting stale.
Come quick. I like that.
Can you come quick for us, sweetie?
Hmm.
You know what?
I usually takes me a while.
I think the best thing to do is to have each one of these guys fake an orgasm on the mic here, and then D will choose who's his best. I think that's actually the best way to do it.
Fair enough.
I've
never
really had one.
Oof. Damn.
Well, you've seen.
I can't answer that question.
Well, you've seen when Harry met Sally.
Sense.
Fake it.
I haven't watched it.
Wow. D, do you think that's a good idea?
I think I've got a question.
Okay.
Oh, no. D says she has a question. All right, D, what is your question?
Have you ever faked an orgasm and been busted on it?
No.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. All right, guys. Put the theme song music back up. Just under. D, that's a great question. By the way, are you naked?
No, I'm not.
God damn it.
Under my clothes, I am.
Hey, yo. All right, so this one's from D. This one's for all the marbles. If both of you answer no, nobody gets any porn. Have you ever faked an orgasm and gotten busted for it? Josh, that would involve throwing warm yogurt on her back, I'm guessing. So the question is, have you ever faked an orgasm and gotten busted? G-Ray.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh!
A yes for G-Ray. Josh?
Yes.
What?
You faked the orgasm?
Wait, what?
Screeching, scarcrying.
Wait. How?
Stop the music.
Roll.
What?
You've done the dirty deed?
G-Ray's more shocked that he's had sex than he fakes an orgasm.
Jinkies! Well, wait.
All right.
The mood.
Well,
turn on the mood lighting. Let's get this one right.
It was a dark December morn.
All right. All the people at home can see is a red line. I wish this thing had night mode. Josh, let's hear it, buddy.
I just was tired and I didn't want to do it anymore, and she wasn't doing it right, so I just kind of faked it. And then she saw that there wasn't anything in the condom, and it was just kind of...
Bring that music down. Wait. You faked it. You went, oh, God. Yeah.
A little?
Did you even roll over and fake that you'd gone to sleep, too? And she looked down. You pulled out. She looked down and looked at the condom and said, there's nothing in it?
Well, no, she didn't really do that. It was just like...
She looked at it and kind of acknowledged
I'm a terrible liar, and then she kind of just saw that.
Apparently you're a terrible lover, too. Wow. Here, turn the main light back on, because this all people can see is a light.
Oh my God.
So what it was there, was it ever brought up or mentioned?
No, not really. It was just that one time, really, I think. It was just
okay.
Like, you know.
Wow, that's probably the most pathetic thing I've heard all day.
Like, I already had sex with it three times during that day or something. And just,
wait. Dirty D just point out, that one time, you mean this happened more than once?
Really? Or that means it happened more than once?
Come sit down. Come sit down, Josh. Come sit down,
Josh.
Man, I guess maybe I am glad I... ended everything before.
Whoa!
Wait. Whoa. How far did you and Josh get? I mean,
I don't want to embarrass him, so I'm
too late.
Was it like a bun single? Was he rounding second?
So he did a Forrest Gump and came before he put it in.
How far did you guys get? How far did you guys get?
Are you asking me or Josh?
We're asking you, because he'll lie to us.
We know this now.
I want to hear what he has to say.
All right, Josh, how far did you and Dirty D get?
Didn't we kiss once, just once? Like in
Yeah, once, and you giggled.
Yeah. That was it.
Wait, I gotta get the
camera. You kissed the giggle?
It was so sweet.
His toes all crushed up. And
did he look like Scooby with a Scooby's neck? So that's as far as you guys got?
Yeah.
Dude, even I felt her up. Are you kidding me? Wow.
I'll go do that right now if you want.
What, you going to feel me up?
I want to feel you
hey,
up.
Hey, D, if Josh did want to come fill you up, where can he come and find you?
Well, I'm at work right now.
This is where you shamelessly plug it.
And Tony and Tina's wedding. We got Greg Brady.
You got Greg Brady.
You know what's funny tonight, man? Everyone's plugging shit, but not saying any kind of, like, what time, the locations. It's just like, yeah.
Let's try it again. Let's just do a little reset. Hey, Diana, if someone wanted to come and fill you up, where would they go?
To Planet Hollywood Resort Casino on Strip, the Mez level, in the Tony and Tina's wedding showroom.
She sounds a little worried.
And what's the phone number if they wanted to call you and make sure you're still there?
Ain't no one calling you from our show. Ain't no one calling you from our show, trust me.
No one's coming to fill me up. Are you kidding me right now?
I'll come and fill you up. All right, Gia, how did you get busted faking an orgasm?
Man, I was married to Munstad.
Oh!
So true.
You know what, D, we're going to let you decide who gets the free porn tonight. Is it pathetic Josh or I've never had an orgasm Gia?
I really think Josh needs it. Oh. Actually, you know, but he may already have a fine collection as it is. So
I think when you say that, he thinks about the National Geographic's piled up under his bed.
.net.
It's really hot.
Thank you. It's what I always wanted.
Okay. Well, because everybody played along nice, everybody gets porn.
Woo!
Yay. D, thank you so much for calling
me. You have
in.
Eat my ass too?
It's nice talking to you again.
Yeah, nice talking to you too.
Hey, Josh, do you feel those tread marks across your back? That's the bus rolling over you there, buddy.
I don't get it. And it backed up.
I don't get it.
What do you mean don't get
we
it?
We know you don't get it.
Oh!
We tried to help you get it.
Yeah, you guys did good.
Of course we did.
Oh, my God. All right, D, we're going to let you go, sweetie. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, D.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Have a good night. That was awesome.
Have a good night.
Gia just looks completely unthrilled over there.
I can't hear. What's
Gia never looks thrilled. I have never seen her go.
You know,
ever go, yay.
She was Gia.
She was actually thrilled one day. She was actually happy and cheery and shit.
What'd she do, slide down a banister?
I would have broken.
Got a splinter.
Woo! This is
see,
better
I told
than
you
it's not
just me that see this.
I just want to say something.
Go ahead.
Is Josh, you look like a 1970s newscaster. Seriously,
he
every time I look at you,
Ron Burgundy kind
that's of? What I see. Yeah.
A couple of months ago, Josh had a little bit of a mustache going. Dude, you can grow that 70s porno mustache like 15 minutes. Dude,
yeah.
Dude, I will give you $50 if you grow that
yeah,
thing
Anakin, yeah, Anakin Skywalker hair one time. It was pretty tight, though, man. You should grow a bed.
They liked it. Yeah. It worked.
Josh, grow out the porno mustache. Seriously. The chicks will dig it. Gia, would you go out with Josh if he had a porno mustache?
No,
wait. No, you see, you've gone out with Monstache, so you've gone out with the worst. Go out with the best.
I mean, drugs. It's not like you can get worse, okay, really. You had the guy who's so
Josh,
androgynous.
Just this once, and his nose will be sideways.
No, I mean, you went out with a zero like Monstache. You married him. It's not like you can do worse with Josh. Josh at least is a nice guy, and he'll put out.
At least Josh has a job.
Josh will pay for dinner.
At least Josh has a definable gender.
He can grow a mustache.
Hell yeah.
And he doesn't cock block.
Oh, God, does he? Oh, you know, that's what I love about Josh. Even if he's into the girl who's taking her clothes off, he won't stop it from happening. He'll just sit back like the rest of us and just watch it. And that's why I love this man. Give me some love, man. That's why I love this man right
give
here.
Some love, right?
Not in a gay way. In like a prison
kind
way.
Kind of a no homo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dot net.
Drink. All right.
Come on. Oh, no, you haven't done a dot net.
You know what? I think net. I'm starting to see a pattern, though. We have our regular callers.
I want to hear a dot net, G.
How great is that?
That's awesome. No. Rev, Dirty D.
Gia, yeah. Give us another dot net.
Dot net.
No.
So you seriously never had an orgasm?
No, not really.
Gia, do you own toys or anything at home?
No.
So if we were to purchase.
I did when I was married. We had some whips.
Nice.
But
that's what
they didn't
talking
really
about.
Do anything for me.
If we buy you something large and plastic.
We're going to buy her a nigga?
With a two-stroke.
We're going to port you one from Africa and shit. I bet you feel some shit then.
Mail ordered, right?
You feel some shit then, boy.
Wait. Murph,
yes.
You want to get her a what?
I say we get her a vibrator and then have her call in and use it.
Wait,
see
wait,
if we
wait.
Get her actually come on the air.
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, what do you think, Gia?
Where did you get that?
I was sitting on Toys it all
us.
Night.
Toys R Us.
Monstache dropped it off.
I believe you were sitting on it.
You got it for Toys R Us.
There's no way.
So, seriously, if we were to get you a nice... If we took you vibrator shopping, let you pick out one that you liked. With, like, a two-stroke motor and, like, a diesel engine. Exactly. Got to start it like a fucking Harley. Would you call us up and use it on the air?
No.
That's pretty fucking good.
Wow. That's a bit kill right there, isn't it?
Bit killer.
Hey,
I bet
you. You just bit killed today, so fuck
yeah, you.
Yeah,
you know, it's ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bit Kill Radio.
I'll bet you Dirty D would do it. She's just a dirty, dirty girl. Hell, I bet
say that more enthusiastically.
Dude, she's
go
fantastic,
for it.
Dude.
She's just a dirty, dirty girl.
She's dirty.
Yeah, she works like 800 hours. When is she gonna have time,
dude? I get some of the best drunken emails from her. They are fantastic. We have conversations that she doesn't remember the next day.
We really ought to print those out and read them.
No.
No.
Oh, but you know what? We only have a couple of minutes left. Can we quickly?
Actually, we have less than that.
Well, we're gonna go just a hair long. Let's quickly do a dramatic reading of my Craigslist thing.
No, we'll get that. We'll get that next week. Next week.
Oh no!
Next week.
No.
Because we're running out of time, and I do want to do this real quick. Everybody out there, we want to thank our chat room. Lotion.
Doing it really quick. That's not.
Fuck you. Lotion, Dirty D, Joker, Robba Liquor Store, Scope Toe, Virtual One, and Big Mother. Oh, that's you. Never mind.
What?
Oh, I got to play this shit now, don't I?
Oh, man. Already?
I know.
It means I have to go to a bar and drink some more?
Oh, gee, what a shame.
Is there a half-naked white chicks that want to give me the time of day?
Yes.
But you have your cream pies.
Yes, I do.
And he will later on if he's lucky.
Yeah. Hey-o. All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
.net.
Let's get the spank.
Oh, Spank Wagon.
Spank Wagon Radio.
.net.
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 Drink! We got a ton of people to thank. First off, all of our kick-ass syndicates. Well, got them written on the paper. Of course, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, KCO's Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Showdown Network.
Door From Hell.
Radio XUK. Dwar should be back from his vacation soon. Trax
Radio. Is that
Radio.
His name?
Yeah.
Dwar?
Jawar. Jawar.
Jawar?
Dwar.
Yeah, that's worse than my name.
Did I say Trax Radio? Yeah, I said Trax Radio. Kiss 96, formerly 107.7X. Also, a big thanks to everybody who showed up. Mikey V, PCP, his little brother Mark.
little
scrawny little piece script. Of, no. big thank you, Gia Ray. Congratulations, winning the Hot Rod Roddy Piper action figure. Autographed by Hot Rod Roddy Piper. Roddy.
Do I still get free porn?
Yes, you still get. Everybody gets free porn.
Everybody gets free porn. Josh, thank you for coming in our show. I got a question, though. Every time you show up here, you get completely humiliated every single time. Who's getting the shotgun first when you finally go nuts?
Like a sniper on a bell tower.
I would say there was a professor in college that would probably be first up.
No, dude.
No, in the room.
Here, in this room right
you're
now.
Gonna, you're going to kill all three of us because we've just humiliated you to the living end.
Who shows mercy and who gets tortured?
I love y'all, but... this guy,
Murph.
Sometimes he just turns the knife. He just turns it.
Nice. All right.
It cuts like a knife.
Wow, that's
awesome.
She
just screams at your face.
Gia just cream pied on you, man. Awesome.
Gia, you should have taken him apart so he got nothing but cream. Now he's got cookies
hey,
and cream.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
And we'll be back next week. Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon.net.
is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Hail to the king, baby.
Over here, baby.